You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Call security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
Tanisha Davis, and today I'm super excited to have two amazing queens blessing the mic today. From the group Escape, we have the legendary Tamika Scott and her daughter, Young Naya. So I'm super excited to get this show started with you, and we're going to be talking to them about new music and more projects. Tamika Scott, Young Naya, do I have you on the line? Tamika Scott. Give us just a moment. We should have them on the line in just a minute.
What it do with that mouth, say that I'm the princess of the south.
Tamika Scott and Young Naya. Do we have you on the line?
Right.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Let me first just say it's an honor to have you on the line. So, truly a legend in the game.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank you.
Yes. And then now you have your daughter, you know, coming up behind
yes.
you. Doing a thing. Oh, my God. Young Naya. I was listening to the music, and I was like, this girl is killing it. So, like, wow.
Thank you.
So, girl, you're doing your thing. So, all
thank
right.
you.
I just have to, oh, no problem. I mean, no problem. You got to give honor to where it's due. So, I have to ask, what is it, to Tamika first, how does it feel like your daughter is following, you know, in your footsteps as far as with music? How does that feel for you as a mom and a legend in this industry?
You know, at first, you know, I was a little skeptical about it because I already know how this industry is. It can spit you out and beat you up. And, you know, I'm a very protective mom. But the fact that,
mm-hmm.
you know, Young Naya was born with crazy talent, lyricist, like everything she does is a whole nother level. I think she's way above her age, beyond her age.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was like, okay, you know what, she got the talent and she had the mindset of what she wanted to do. And I was like, let me get behind my baby to make sure she don't make the same mistakes that I did in this industry. So
yeah.
it made it a lot easier because the talent is there and she listens.
Mm-hmm.
She pays attention. It's crazy because she listens more with the music than... I'm like, wait a minute. But yeah, you know, at first it was a little scary. But now, you know, I'm a proud mom just seeing her walk in her destiny. You know, she was born to do this. And she told me one time before, you know, with or without you, I'm going to be successful. So I knew
okay.
that she had already had it in her heart that this is what she was born to do.
Wow, that is awesome. You know, us as children, when it comes to our parents, you know, we listen when we want to listen.
Y'all listen to what you want to listen to.
So, to Young Naya, what has it been like growing up with your mom, who's like a legendary singer, and now following a similar path in the music industry?
I think it's amazing. I get to watch her. I get to have a role model right there, following in her footsteps, and it's just amazing to me. Like, I love it.
Okay. So where would you say your talent comes from? Because you got bars, girl. I was listening. I was like, girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, where did that talent come from?
God. Like, I
was gonna say, you see your mom went rapping too, and y'all just kind of kept this from us.
I be trying to freestyle every now and then. Sometimes we have a little freestyle battle between me and her, and sometimes Nola, I be looking up. And my husband be right there smiling like a proud. When I look up, she'd be like, oh, am I? Yeah. Then other days, they'd be like, you know, stick to singing.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll look
oh,
up every
wow.
once
Wow.
But
so,
an amazing story about Young Naya. You know, she graduated from a prestigious high school with honors, and she had a full scholarship to play softball to Arkansas University, and she turned it down. At first, you know, I was all excited because, you know, I believe in higher education. I believe you don't just stop
mm-hmm.
at high school. You got to continue. And we were so happy that she was getting a full ride. And she came to me,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, Mama, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I don't want to go to college because I'm just going to party, and I'm going to be drinking, and I'm going to have a good time, and I'm going to waste my scholarship. I'm like, girl! You ain't, how you gonna tell your mama?
Girl.
Right. And she was like, I wanna rap. I wanna be in the film entertainment, so I really don't wanna take the scholarship, girl. You know I was heated, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, man.
I was heated. And I gave her a I told her she got 2 years to prove herself, or she's going to college. And this way, she's going to pay for it, because she was going to go on a free ride. Now she's going to have to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
So when I tell you, not even within that same month, she put out her first song, Hit 'Em. And shortly after that, she opened up on tour with Escape. She opened up for us in arenas. I'm talking about sold out arenas, and Baby Girl did her thing. She did her thing.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that is awesome. Young Nia, like, you are so full of energy. I watched your performance on YouTube, and I was like, this girl, like, you just come out there and go hard, like, full of energy, you know. Like, you've been doing this thing for a long time, you know, better than some people that just, you know, just begin starting. You come out there and you're doing it. So what motivates you to go hard daily for your with your music? Like, what motivates you to go hard?
What motivates me to go hard? Wow. Well, to be honest, it's like a dream for me. It's something I've always wanted to do. And when I put my mind to something, I do it. And I absolutely love writing, and I absolutely love music. So just being able to walk, you know, in my destiny, I think that's what drives me. And me wanting to be successful once, you know, that drives me as well. And I honestly just enjoy doing it. Like, I love performing.
Wow. Okay. And now also, Tamika, I remember earlier you mentioned about, you know, giving her that freedom to kind of choose between school and her music. In what ways, you know, have you allowed her, you know, you allow your daughter to just be herself, you know, without the pressure of the public eye feeling she needs to reach a certain standard? Because, you know, sometimes people say, well, she's the daughter of Tamika Scott. She needs to, you know, how do you allow her to just be herself without that pressure?
Well, at first, in the beginning, she didn't want anyone to know that she was my daughter. She told me she wanted her talent to stand out for herself. She wasn't going to hide under the umbrella, oh, that's Tamika Scott from Escape's daughter. So she built her own brand. She was going, doing her shows, college shows, and people fell in love with her. They fell in love with her music. And it's like recently now people are now knowing that this is my daughter. So she definitely wanted to have her own lane and her own identity, which I feel like she has. She's done a great job at doing that. But I tell her all the time, you know, be yourself. People love you for who you are. You don't have to pretend. There's so many pretenders out here. And by her being herself, you can see it through her music. You can see it when you do interviews. When you're around her, she's a lovable person. She's such a good – I say, you know what, for me to be as bad as I was growing up, God bless me with some good kids. So, you know, just her personality, just who she is, you know, I want her to be true to that, and people can see through that. People see through past bull, you know what. So just being yourself, being authentic – That's
why she's with me. That's dope. Now, Young Nia, a similar question. How do you deal with that people that are looking at you like, oh, you're just Tamika Scott's daughter? Like, how do you handle people like that?
How do I handle them?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said? You said, how do I handle people like that? Yes. I don't think you've heard that yet.
Have you heard that yet? People just say... Because I met a lady today. I had to film today, and a lady walked up to me, and she said, I am a big fan of Young Nia. I love Young Nia's music. And one day she had to perform, and I was there in a house. You know how they introduced me? They were like, coming to the front is Young Nia's mom, Tamika Scott. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, it's Tamika Scott. So... she hasn't had that pressure of no one coming to her saying, oh, you're just who you are, where you are, because you're, you know, Tamika's daughter. They just come to her like, I love your lyrics, you know, I love your style. She got her own style, her own, she's just original. Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead, Nia, you answer it.
I usually just stay in my own lane and do me, And I feel like once people see me rap or something, they don't automatically think, you know, like her mom. They think, oh, this girl can rap, or they'll tell me themselves, you know, or certain stuff like that.
Okay, all right. And I like that you broke that down, both of you, you know, because sometimes you do have kids that do grow up in the industry under the shadow, you know, they have to deal with things like that. So I like that you broke that down, that she doesn't have to deal with that. So also, Yanai, you have new music out. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, ma'am. I just dropped a song called, like, Whoa. And it's about living lavish, being you, living how you want, and we living like whoa. And I just dropped it, I think it was October 4th, I dropped the song, and the video's coming out next week.
Okay,
very excited about that.
Okay. And where will everyone be able to get that single once it drops? So has it already came out?
It already came out. But it's on all digital outlets.
Okay, all right. Now, Tamika, you also have a new song out called Almost Over, and it's doing very, very well as far as with gospel charts. What inspired you to cross over into that? Because I love it. I've listened to the song on Sunday morning. I was riding the car and I heard it. It said Tamika Scott, and I said, wow. You know, so like, what is the crossover into doing gospel music as well? Because you have a beautiful voice.
Well,
so.
I wanted thank you. I wanted to encourage our people, because there's so many mean people in this world. There's so many bullies on the internet. I wanted to be a voice of encouragement. So I wrote that song, and it's not a gospel, and I'm so glad the gospel community is accepting it. I did it in a way that anybody, you can go to church, you don't have to go to church, but you can understand the lyrics. It's just encouraging, telling people to keep going, don't stop no matter what, you know. And people, you know, even in your life every day, some people are not happy with their career choices. So it doesn't matter how old you are, you can change it. Be happy. Being happy has no age limit. So that's why I wanted to come from an encouragement standpoint.
Okay. All right. And for young Naya, one last question. If you could give any gift to your mom in the world, what would it be?
Oh, shoot. Well, she's picky.
That's not true. I am not picky. Okay, listen. Every Christmas, when my kids ask me what I want for Christmas, what do I always tell y'all?
She says she's going to be alive and healthy. That's what she's saying. So it's hard to shop for her because you don't really know what she wants. But I would give her unconditional love.
Oh.
Because when you love and you happy, nothing else in the world matters.
That's right.
That's
I wouldn't mind
beautiful.
A Prada bag now. I wouldn't mind a Prada bag.
There you go.
Hey,
you're
wrong with
you there.
Okay. All right. So, Tamika, what legacy do you want to leave to your daughter and just to all your fans and supporters?
You asking some good questions, girl. my legacy, girl, wait a minute now. I want to leave is bigger than just music, is love, the legacy of love, loving everyone despite of what you think somebody should be. Or how a person, you know, how we like to judge, love people past that. So I would like to leave a legacy of love and being kind to one another and forgiving one another. That's the legacy. Like, is the last thing is before, you know, they put the coffin over me, I want them to say, you know what, she loved. She laughed. She lived. And she enjoyed life.
Wow,
secondly, I want them to say, oh, yeah, she made some good music.
Yes, you did. And still do. That's how I say it. And still do. Okay. both of you are like hitting the studio. So what upcoming events will you be part of, Tamika or Young Nia? Either one can respond.
Well, my EP is almost done. It's titled Family Affair, and Young Nia is on one of the songs. I have a song that Young Nia and my other daughter, Ocean, sings. It's called Reflection, and it's basically just saying, you know, I look at them, I see myself type of thing. So be looking for that. My EP, Family Affair, will be out next month.
Okay. All right. And Young Nia?
Like, whoa.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Whoa. The video coming out next week.
That's
okay.
What
I have coming up next.
Okay, then. All right. Well, I really appreciate both of you taking the time out to, like, join me today to talk to me about what you have in the works. And even just to share, like, y'all have an awesome relationship. I just love it. It's just I'm over the phone and I can hear the energy. Like, y'all have such a great amount of love for each other. And that's always beautiful, especially when it comes to mom and daughter.
Thank
you. Know?
You.
So I applaud mm-hmm. you both on that. And to everyone who's tuned in
Thank
and
you.
Listening, of course, no problem, you know. For everyone that's listening, Tamika Scott, can you tell them how to keep up with you, of course, on social media?
Yes, you can keep up with me on IG, The Real Tamika Scott, Facebook, Tamika Scott, Twitter, Official T Scott.
All right, and Young Nia?
You can keep in touch with me on my Instagram at Official Young Nia, Twitter Nia Nation, and go cop that like whoa on all digital outlets.
Yes. All right. Thank you guys so much. You know, and just keep doing your thing in music, and y'all just keep on shining and rocking and representing for the rest of us Black queens out here.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great day. All right.
All right. You too.